Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
This Friday is National Slowdown Day. It's a Garda Síochána initiative to get drivers to reduce their speed over the October bank holiday weekend. 152 people have lost their lives on Irish roads this year to date. Now, the initiative was launched today and our reporter Barry Lenehan went along.
There's a little red dot in this machine in the centre of the viewfinder, and we train that on the front of the car and then we take a reading.
Garda Derek Claughey has a speed camera out on the main N11 Dublin Road.
While we were doing that, somebody after being caught at 92 kilometres per hour in a 60k zone, for him to brake suddenly, and you can see the conditions are damp here today, it will take that driver nearly 100 metres to stop, which is about two-thirds the width or the length of Croke Park. So that's the reality of it. He's 50% more than the permitted speed limit. And another driver you can see here is just after being stopped as well. So, I mean, as the chief said, our appeal is for people to slow down and drive to all the conditions that they find around them.
These drivers are caught in the Speeding Act as Gardaí prepare for National Slowdown Day from 7 o'clock this Friday morning until 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.
It's part of an overall campaign of intense Garda activity over this bank holiday weekend.
Chief Superintendent Michael O'Sullivan of the Garda National Traffic Bureau.
The goal is, looking for the cooperation of the public, is to make sure we have no deaths or serious collisions over the weekend. There will be intense Garda enforcement and Garda enforcement in relation to speed activity during the course of the weekend. We're really just trying to get people to slow down. We're urging people to obviously over the bank holiday weekend to leave earlier, not to try and leave it to the last minute and rush and play catch up. And it's trying to get people into the mindset of slowing down. You know, a 1% reduction in speed leads to a 4% reduction in fatalities, and we've far too many fatalities. One fatality is far too many on any weekend.
The clocks go back this weekend as autumn passes into winter, and Gardaí are also encouraging people to keep their lights on at all times in slow down day and in the weeks ahead.
The evenings are getting darker. With that, we're asking people to put their lights on, particularly in response to the slow down day on Friday. And we're asking people as well that with wet conditions, with winter conditions, it's taking longer for vehicles to stop. Road conditions are going to deteriorate. Particularly over the weekend, there's rain expected. So we're asking people, for all those reasons, to slow down. The fear is motorists can get complacent and are living in the summer. But a lot of them, I think, don't realise how long it takes for a vehicle to stop.
The Road Safety Authority is also backing National Slowdown Day. It's giving away free cups of coffee at all Applegreen service stations this Friday.
The message from the Road Safety Authority and Garda Síochána is to all drivers to slow down.
Moya Murdoch is Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority.
Not only slow down, but light up, and for pedestrians to be more visible there and make sure they're wearing high-vis, something high-vis when they're out walking. You don't appreciate how hard it is to see pedestrians out there unless you take time and look around for them. And the difference any kind of visibility clothing makes is very worthwhile. It's probably the last break people will take before Christmas, and there's a lot of extra traffic out there, a lot of people going for their last weekend, visiting relatives out in the country or taking a last minute break. And definitely in the past we have had some serious accidents and fatalities, and we're appealing to everybody to ensure this year it's not the case and we don't have any tragedies this weekend. So far this year we have approximately 152 fatalities, which is exactly the same as this time last year, so it's disappointing to see the numbers go up from such a good record. A number of factors are attributable to that. We can't, let complacency set in there. There is a danger after so many years of improvement that drivers and road users in general become complacent and forget about the dangers.
Barry Lenehan was reporting there. Now,